your vibrational alignment with Source.
I felt as a child that I lived in waiting. I felt like I was waiting to live. You know what I mean? I was here on Earth in this body and in this space and time, but not really doing what I was supposed to do until actually now.
Well, as you come forth as children into these bodies, you are tuned in, tapped in, turned on. In other words, your alignment is so clear. And as you are socialized by those who surround you, who are well-meaning, but who point out what could go wrong, you tend to pick up the oars and paddle against the current more and more. And it's nice when you remember who you are. There are so many people, the dominant thing we hear them say, and you will hear it too, is this is something that I feel that I have always known, that now I am somehow remembering. And we want you to pay attention, because we want to use the word remember in a little bit different way. Rather than this is something that I remember with my thoughts, we want you to start remembering it or recognizing it through the resonance of your being. In other words, oh, this is a familiar feeling. Oh. Esther was born and spent many years in snow country. And since she has hooked up with Jerry, they don't go anywhere near the snow. And so when she stepped out of the airport yesterday and felt the air and smelled the air and saw the snow, she says, ah, it was a resonance, a sort of feeling of homecoming to her. And we want you to realize there is this visceral recognition that you have of who you really are. And if you're not careful, you will think your way out of that. And so the process is, and you know this, think and feel, think and feel, think and feel, think and feel. We said something earlier for the benefit of those who are like you coming into this alignment. We want you to realize that we teach meditation as a path to aligning your energies, because it is easier to teach you to have no thought than to have pure positive thought. Really, a lot easier. Well, when you think about it, here's where you want to be and here's where you are. And isn't just putting your brain on pause a lot easier than making your way all the way over into that pure positive thought about something? And so as you quiet your mind, you release all thought. And as you release all thought, you release resistant thought. And in the absence of thought, the call of Source becomes much easier to hear, you see. And so our encouragement to all of you is that you seek first your alignment and then do whatever you feel like doing with it. Where so many people are jumping into action and then trying to figure out how to make it go. Where if you find alignment and then follow through with whatever you feel inspired, and that's what you are describing. Yes. We think that as you come into alignment, then you start remembering who you really are. And so it feels like you just figured it out. When you knew it all along, it was just sort of out of vibrational range for a while.
That's what I found in September is when last year, I started writing songs and verses and poems. And they can bring people to tears or laughter. And I said, I don't know, it's like a river. It's flowing like a river, and I love it.
You know what's really interesting? We're going to give this to you. For any of you who are writers of books or painters of pictures or singers or writers of songs, we want you to realize that your audience that is out there, they are all up and down this emotional scale. In other words, some of them are putting their boat in the river at utter despair because their lover just left them. And some of them are putting their boat in the river at frustration or overwhelmment because they just started a new job and they're sort of out of their mind with all of their activities. And some of them have been on a path of alignment for a while, and so they're putting their boat in the river at appreciation. And so just about any song that you ever want to write is just barely downstream from someone.
Yeah, exactly.
You see what we're getting at?
Yeah.
And so rather than polling the world to find out where the larger number of them is, you can tell by which songs sell the most where the majority of them are. Mm-hmm. Rather than writing your song to please them, if you get tuned in, tapped in, turned on to who you are, and you write your song from your place,